Flatlining incomes, persistent housing stress, renters struggling to buy their own homes, and women doing more housework than men. If any of these are ringing a bell, you're not alone. There's some of the top findings of the closely watched Social and Economic Barometer, otherwise known as the HILDA. The Household Income and Labour Dynamics Survey, out today, covers 17,000 Australians looking at income, employment, health and education. The report's co-author, Professor Roger Wilkins from the Melbourne Institute, is speaking with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
When we talk about housing stress, we're talking about people who are spending more than 30% of their income on the rent or the mortgage, and they're also in the bottom 40% of the income distribution, so they're in the bottom 40% of income earners.
We've seen surging real estate prices in Sydney and Melbourne, though those prices are now starting to flatten out. Even so, home ownership remains out of reach for many, according to your survey.
Yeah, so we've seen a seismic shift in the community, with the proportion of people renting rising from 23% in 2001 to 28% in 2016. But also going along with that, we've seen a big rise in the number of young adults staying in the parental home into their 20s and even in their 30s.
How difficult is it now for renters to make that move into the real estate market to buy their own home or to get their first mortgage?
Yes, there's certainly clear evidence that it's getting very difficult. The rate of movement from renting into home ownership has declined appreciably over the course of this century, and we see a very strong correlation with as when house prices are growing more strongly, the rate of movement from renting into home ownership declines. When house prices moderate, we're seeing a rise in movements from renting into home ownership. But of course, up until recently, pretty much all the movements in house prices have been upwards.
The perception is that it's just young people under stress, those starting out. But in this survey, you're also seeing it with elderly people.
We do see a very high rate of persistence of that stress for the elderly, that this is the group that I guess has the least capacity to do something about housing stress because their opportunities for increasing their income are very limited.
At the same time, household income is up by just 1.8%, little change from 2009. So you have flatlining wages barely keeping up with inflation.
That's right. In fact, that's one of, I think, the key takeaways from this year's report is that we're in something of a holding pattern when it comes to the economic circumstances of households. As you mentioned, average incomes have changed very little. Along with that, we've seen very little change in income inequality. But broadly speaking, we're in something of a holding pattern.
But we do hear a lot about the widening gap between rich and poor, but you say that is narrowing, but only by a tiny bit.
That's right. I think the general pattern is one of stability in income inequality. Now, we do see some growth in the share of income being captured by the very top, but among the bottom 99%, we're seeing very little change in the overall distribution of income.
Just on the division of labour in households, are men now starting to take on more housework, or is the lion's share still falling to women?
The lion's share is very much still falling to women. We are seeing some progress in terms of men increasing the amount of time they spend on housework and on looking after the kids, but there is still a big divide. We're looking at about another 30 years before we get parity in terms of the time spent on housework by men and women. And unfortunately, the main way that parity will be achieved is through women reducing the amount of time they spend on housework.
So it's not just men doing more, but women are doing less and sending their message that way.
That's right. Well, whether it's a lowering of standards or paying for cleaners or using things like robot vacuums, I'm not sure. But certainly most of the convergence over the course of this century has been through women reducing the amount of time they spend on housework.
Co-author of the HILDA survey, Professor Roger Wilkins, with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.